AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Federal judges sentenced a former Kentucky police officer to nearly 3 years in prison for using excessive force during the botched 2020 raid that killed Breonna Taylor. Lisa Dwyer has details.
Brett Hankinson, who fired 10 shots during the raid but did not actually hit anyone, was the only officer on the scene charged in the black woman's death in 2020. He is the first person sentenced to prison in a case that spawned weeks of street protests over police brutality. The Justice Department had recommended no prison time. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Trump administration's released more than 240,000 pages of records on the FBI's surveillance of Martin Luther King Jr. Matt Brown has more.
Included in the documents are hundreds of thousands of pages digitized over the decades, but sealed since a 1977 court order that they not be released to the public. The move comes after President Trump said the release of the documents would be important for transparency and truth on the part of the entire nation. Though in contrast and despite concerns from the King family, who said that King's surveillance and assassination were deeply personal matters for their family and the civil rights movement at large.
President Trump's threatening to hold up a new stadium deal for Washington's NFL team if it does not restore its old name of the Redskins, which was considered offensive to Native Americans. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
He likes to see results on behalf of the American people. And if you actually poll this issue with sports fans across the country and even in this city, people actually do support the president's position on this.
Enter Tunke grew up in Washington.
I just rolled my eyes and I mean, it's typical Trump stupidity of just him focusing on things that aren't consequential.
And in Bangladesh's capital, Dhaka, an Air Force training aircraft crashed into a school shortly after takeoff Monday, killing the pilot and 24 other people, most of them students. Many more were injured, with 24 still in critical condition. This is AP News. With global temperatures rising, scientists are trying to understand how the heat affects bees.
Bees are critical to fruit, vegetables, nuts, and other foods that humans need to survive.
When the environment gets stressful, those bees go back to their nests. They go to an underside of a leaf and hang out trying to cool off or get into a more moist environment.
Biologist Kevin McClooney at Bowling Green State University.
And then when they do that, they're not pollinating those flowers. They're not collecting the nectar. They're not collecting the pollen.
Most bees are heat tolerant, but as the climate warms, experts like McClooney think their ability to fend off disease and gather food might become harder. McClooney says there might be a simple way to bring more bees around.
The bee diversity does decline when it becomes more urban, when you have more pavement, but if you plant more flowers, it erases that decline.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
More stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.